Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and this is Dog Days of Podcasting, Dinner in a Movie. Hello also to the Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. So today was really big day. Tech, my husband, finally was awarded a medal that he was... So he's inducted into the... Hang on. He's now a member of the Military Order of Merit. It's a really super huge big deal in Canada for Americans. It's like the equivalent of a military knighthood or something. It's not just a medal. It's an order. He has postnominals. He puts three M's at the end of his name along with all of his other postnominal things. But it's actually something that he has to... maintain good behavior. Like if he did something awful, which he wouldn't, but if he did, it could be removed from him. And they have removed these medals from particular people who did really bad things. So anyway, he was inducted or invited into this order about 2 years ago. And he hasn't been able to get in, presented the medal. He could use the postnominals. He couldn't get presented the medal until usually it's done by the Governor General, and you do it at Rideau Hall. And so the first opportunity, the first invite, we were moving, it was unable to do it, and then the second invite ended up getting canceled because there was an election, and then COVID happened. And then apparently they've been so behind. There are people that have been waiting three or more years for their medal. There were some people today who were getting awarded it. They had retired since getting awarded this medal. So what they ended up doing. Oh, and then the next thing that happened was, the Governor General got fired. We have a new Governor General, but they had already decided they were going to have an actual general within the military do it instead of our head of state, because they just, again, COVID, everything else, they had to get stuff taken care of. So this was all done on Zoom. He was number 55. I think there were 65 recipients, commanders, officers, and members. Most of them were members. And so we were on Zoom. We waited for our name. I put the medal on his rack, and he thanked everybody, and that was it. And it was a really big deal. It's like a super huge deal, and that it actually happened is really great. Although we were originally expecting, you know, a big banquet and a ball and all of these other things, but being able to wear the medal helps. So that was a super huge day. I ended up, we had 2 weeks notice. I had sessions at the same time. So I talked to my manager and she got somebody to cover them. So I had a session right after that I couldn't get out of. And then I went and after my session, we went in to Ottawa, and there's a barbecue joint that we had been wanting to go to, and so we went there and we kind of celebrated. We spent the rest of the evening celebrating, so it was a pretty good day. On top of that, I think I can make it public now, my own personal news. So I've been saying throughout COVID, everybody said, you know, COVID taught everybody that they need to have a side hustle. And I said that my side hustle became my main hustle because the majority of my customers were hit the hardest in COVID. My customers were all nonprofits, small businesses, individuals with their own side hustles, just like that. Some of my customers, actually, their side hustle became their main hustle. One of them would walk dogs in addition to their regular day job, and now that's all they do. And that's their whole business, which is fantastic. Charities, that's another one. I don't know if I mentioned that. Anyway, all of them got hit. All of them suffered, struggled. And so I really haven't been doing much of my business, which is graphic art. And I've been so overwhelmed with the side hustle, which is in education, that I actually had to start turning down work. Now, my side hustle, as I kept calling it, in education was part-time, but there were weeks that I was working more than part-time, you know. And it's been good for me. And I was invited to come full-time with this company, and I accepted. And as of Monday, I took the position, and I am now a full-time employee. So when I say my side hustle became my main hustle, it is officially my main hustle, and I have to pretty much close my doors on my business and notify customers and come up with a plan for anybody that had continuing support. There's some people that I would support throughout the year, some of which I'll have to have them find somebody new, and I will help them transition to that. Others, I mean, it's so minimal. I can continue to do what I've been doing. So it'll be interesting to share, update everybody and figure out a solution for everybody. The big charity that I worked for, that one was a whole like, oh, we're merging with another charity. We're going to skip our publication for this year. We'll come back next year. Next year was 2020. And then COVID happened, you know. And so that didn't happen. And basically, if they come back to me and say, all right, we're ready to do the publication again, I'll have to say, you need to find somebody else. Because I can't. I just cannot. Because that became, that I would spend like 80 hours in a week working on a publication. That was, you know, feast or famine sort of a situation. So that one's over. But yeah, so we've got good news all around. I am working full time. I am being compensated well. This is probably one of the best positions I've ever had in my career. Unfortunately, when your career is in art, you don't get paid very well. You work for companies that, don't have great benefits. You know, it's like I could make, you know, basically minimum wage and work for a big company, or I could make just above that minimum wage. I could make still not much and work for a smaller company and then not have health insurance in the United States. You know, this is what being involved in art was. When they say starving artists, it's a real deal. But working for a large ed tech company, the benefits are pretty good. The pay is pretty good, I think, at least. I'm happy. It's a good thing. So, yay, I get to celebrate. I get to be excited. I've been kind of keeping it a secret because I wanted to wait till the ink was dry sort of a thing, make sure everything was working out. There's still a lot of things to figure out, like benefits and all that other fun stuff. But I thought I would share with the Nutcases what's going on. The podcast is going to stay the same. I'm still going to do 2 episodes a month. All of that is still continuing. Streaming, I'm going to have to adjust the days that I stream. I'm probably not going to be streaming in the middle of the night. I'll still try to get at least 2 streams a week, but I need to figure out a better streaming schedule because where I was is not going to work if I have to clock in the morning. So that's going to be interesting and fun, but, still going to stream, just not in the middle of the night. So I don't know how that's going to impact the people that have been viewing me and the people that would, you know, in Europe would wake up to me. But we'll see what happens. We'll figure it all out. And if worse comes to worse, you know, people aren't subscribing on Twitch, that's fine. I'm not doing Twitch for subscribers. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. And if anybody wants to stop subscribing on Twitch, please feel free. Never feel guilty. You know, it's all your prerogative. Yeah. But dinner and a movie. Many people may have skipped this going, I don't care about her news. Just, you know, they may have skipped this already. This is probably going to be my longest episode because I rambled. But I just found out that season 2 of Lower Decks has dropped. I did not realize it was coming. I've been so out of the loop, but I had on my list that I was going to talk about Lower Decks. Lower Decks is the new Star Trek animated series, and it is streaming only, I believe. I believe in the US you have to have, it used to be called CBS All Access, and now it's is it Paramount Prime or something? I don't know. Up here in Canada, we get it on Crave. And really, Star Trek is the main reason I have Crave, but it's Star Trek, Doom Patrol, DC Titans, all of the Marvel Unlimited stuff is on Crave. Doctor Who is on Crave. You know, that's really why I subscribe to Crave. And Lower Decks came on Crave. And we've been getting new Star Trek, you know, with Disco and then Picard. Well, Lower Decks is the most Star Trek of any Star Trek that has ever Star Trekked. I mean, this to me was a love letter to the fans. They incorporated all of the shows, the movies, the animated series. I mean, they have a Cajun doctor, for Pete's sake. I love it. And the Cajun doctor is all grumpy. For anybody who's not a Trekkie, Cajuns from the animated series are cat, feline, sentient beings, like, you know, any other alien. They have blobs, they have goo, they have androids, they have Orions, they have all of the aliens that it costs a lot of money to do in live action, but is very easy in animation. And it is fun. It is fun and happy. Lower Decks was one of the best, I would put it in the top 10 of the Star Trek episodes of The Next Generation. And it's when we're not talking to the main crew, we're talking to, the ensigns, the people that do all the grunt work. And that's what the focus of this show. And it's so, one of the creators is one of the creators of Rick and Morty. The captain is voiced by Don Lewis, who everybody knows. I absolutely love Don Lewis, but the cast is great. There's so many great, actors in the cast. It's so fun. I think Jerry O'Connell is really playing against typecast, but I am all over this cast. I'm all over the main characters. I am in, I care about everybody, and it's just Star Trek. I love it. And there's definitely some characters from other series that drop in using their actual voices of those actors. I don't want to spoil anything because it's just so good that you owe it to yourself to watch. Now, here is a ringing endorsement. Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid, does not like animated shows. She's just not into animated TV. My brother, one of my brothers, he is fine with like Disney movies and stuff, but if it's a TV show and it's animated, he's not in, especially if it's aimed at adults. He's just not interested. Both of them, I believe he agreed. I'm not sure. But at least Miss Melissa absolutely loved Lower Decks, and is all in. Miss Melissa is the one who told me that season 2 has dropped and I can't wait to watch it. I'm probably going to have to watch it this weekend because full-time job, my brain is full. But Lower Decks is just fun, enjoyable. You can watch an episode. You don't have to be like super duper clued in. It's not like one of these Disney or Marvel shows that everybody is talking about and spoiling. And honestly, I'm not sure there's too much that you could spoil. The only thing that I'm really trying to keep out of this is some of the characters that show up, you know, because I want you to be surprised. I want you to enjoy the surprise. It won't ruin it if I tell you who shows up, but wouldn't it just be more fun to just get that as a surprise? So Lower Decks, and we're going to pair this with what I had at the barbecue joint tonight, which was chicken and waffles. I love me some chicken and waffles. And so I got, chicken and waffles. I will say like their seasoning was really nice. But it felt more like a chicken cutlet than what I think of as fried chicken, but it was so juicy. It was delicious. And then, you know, it was a waffle, and pure maple syrup. And for some reason, when you pair fried chicken with maple syrup and waffles, it makes this whole new flavor that is just beyond good. It is so, so yummy. And unrelated to the chicken and waffles, I do have to share. Hey, Americans, you know cream soda? Okay. Canadians, you know cream soda? Okay. You both are thinking of different sodas. In America, cream soda is more vanilla-y. It is a light brown in color, often has foam on the top. In Canada, cream soda is bright pink and is more towards the cherry flavor. It's just super sweet. It's like cotton candy flavored, like almost cherry. And I know that Australia has what they call creamy soda, which is supposed to be even sweeter. Yeah. And some cream soda in Canada is clear, but most of it is bright, bright pink. And when I mean pink, I mean like hot pink, like Barbie would go, whoa, that's a little pink. Anyway, I had that with my chicken and waffles, and they were like, oh, it's in bottles. And I was like, oh, maybe it'll be real cream soda. No. Excuse me. It was a dad's and it was bright pink. And I was like, oh, no, I ordered the wrong thing. That's fine. I mean, it was fine. It was fine. It's just give me some Dr. Brown's cream soda. That is my favorite cream, Dr. Brown's. And if you're not from the East Coast, you probably don't know Dr. Brown's. But Dr. Brown's cream soda, my second favorite Dr. Brown's would be the black cherry. And then I'd go for the root beer. I'm sorry. As much as my grandfather loved the Sel-Ray soda, I just know that's not a me thing. But yeah. So Lower Decks, chicken and waffles. Or any other barbecue. Because what Tech ended up getting was the Hungry Man, which gave him ribs, pulled pork, brisket, mashed potatoes. And their cornbread. Their cornbread was really good. Everybody gets cornbread. No matter what you order, you get this delicious cornbread. It was really moist, which is rare for cornbread. So yeah, enjoy.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.